I say to God be the glory, great things he has done.
Amen.
Love that song by We Are Messengers. It is 6:10. This is Kinship Radio and Mornings with Ryan and Beth. And we come to that point in the day where I do have to ask that question of Ryan.
Mm-hmm.
What day is it?
Well, I know.
I know you know.
I know what day it is.
I'm not sure.
I mean, it's Wednesday, January 29th.
Yes.
That's the easy part.
Mm-hmm.
But there's a whole bunch of different holidays. There are holidays every day of the year. We like to celebrate, we people.
Mm-hmm.
And so today I took a look at the different lists I have, picked out two that are real there today, and then I made a third one up, and you and Beth are going to guess which day is the day that Ryan made up. You got it yesterday.
I did.
So this could be a two-day streak.
Or it could not.
Or it could be an epic failure. We're going to find out.
Okay.
Today we have National Corn Chip Day.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
Corn chips.
Yeah. Mm. Yummy.
If you ever want to chip in, you can send me some corn chips. let's see. National Curmudgeon's Day.
The curmudgeon.
an annual celebration of the crusty yet insightful wags who constantly apply the needle of truth to the balloons of hypocrisy and social norms.
Yep.
I guess.
I know a few of those.
Yeah.
Yep.
Merriam-Webster defines a curmudgeon as a crusty, ill-tempered, and usually old man. Hey.
Definition still applies.
I want to be curmudgeonly. Anyway. And the older I get, the more. Anyway. Okay. Let's see here. And then finally, we got National Bottle Cap Day.
Bottle cap
dedicated
day.
To the small but mighty bottle cap.
Oh,
my kids like to collect them.
Really?
You just find. Well, I mean, none of them have an actual collection, but if you go through their like keepsake bins and whatever, mm-hmm. there's usually a few bottle caps in there.
Interesting.
Because I did that as a kid too. Like, they're cool.
Interesting.
You can imagine their money are worth something.
Yeah.
They're not.
Okay. Okay. National Corn Chip Day. This is strange because. As you mentioned yesterday, I'm a little under the weather. I've mm-hmm. been kind of fighting off a cold. And I don't know why this is, but whenever I have a cold, that is what I crave the most.
Corn chips.
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
Do they like scratch your throat in a nice way or
there's
something?
There's just
or?
Something about the salt factor.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I went up to a coworker yesterday and I said, all I want to do right now is lick a corn chip. Don't we have any in this building?
Why isn't that a part of our med kit?
What? I don't know.
Where are the corn
just
chips?
Get me a bag of corn chips. I was just craving them, and I still am. So I'm going to have to go shopping over my lunch hour. Anyway, that's that. National Curmudgeon's Day. As I have shared, I know curmudgeons. In fact, I know of a club in Wisconsin.
The Curmudgeon Club?
Yes.
That's what they're called?
Yes.
That's fun.
My father is a member.
Okay. Card-carrying member of the Curmudgeons Club.
Yes. They meet monthly, and that is what they do. They basically apply the needle of truth to hypocrisy.
All righty, then.
Yes. It's I've never had the opportunity to sit in. I don't know if I want to.
Do they take applications?
I'm not sure if there's an entry process or anything uh-huh. like that, a ritual. I don't want to know.
Okay.
Don't want to know. And bottle caps. Now, I think of a bottle cap collection. I'm thinking of a craft project that I saw when I was a kid, like where you make it's not a welcome mat or anything like that, but you make a mat that you can use to like scrape off mud off boots.
Oh, yeah.
Something like that.
I think
garage,
I've seen
something
that.
Yeah.
A little DIY project.
Yeah, you got it. Something like that. So, but can't say I've ever saved a bottle cap. Wow. So interesting days. Which one's not today? Interesting. I don't know. I'm entertained by all three, to be honest with you. I really hope it's National Curmudgeon's Day because I will call my dad right away as soon as he gets up, which is...
We could record that.
We could. We could send him that. I'm going to say you made up National Corn Chip Day.
You're wrong.
Sorry.
Okay.
Wrong.
So that means corn chips are going to be on sale somewhere.
You would think.
I'm going to find them. I'm coming for you.
Corn chip day. Mm. Yeah. Well, that makes me feel a little chipper. Okay, so we have a...
That one was really bad.
It really was. It wasn't always cracked up to me. National Curmudgeon's Day and National Bottle Cap Day.
Bottle caps or curmudgeons? All right. I'm going to say you made up bottle cap day then.
Oh,
yeah,
okay.
There you go.
Okay.
So Camargen's Day is real.
Today, I am calling dad.
I was going to say, you can be happy in that even though you didn't get it completely right, it is Camargen's Day, which that seemed to be special to you.
It is very special to me. Oh, my father will be pleased.
Yeah. So nice. And I know there are other lovely curmudgeons out there, and probably you
of
know
course,
a few. Give them a call and just say, thank you for being who you are and have a great day. And they'll be like, why are you calling me? I'm not going to tell you, but here's The Cross, new song from Ann Wilson, Kinship Radio Mornings with Ryan and Beth.
You've been trying hard to bear.